introductions first. This lovely voice that you hear. Do you go by Judith or Judy?
I go by Judy.
Judy is here with us. And I met Judy on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's
it. Twitter hookup.
It's a Twitter hookup, and I love them.
They can happen.
They happen. It happened with Marissa Mohai.
Yeah.
It happened with Ryan Drake, probably. Mm-hmm. So I like to meet people on Twitter. It's Rachel Taylor. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fun. But yeah, I met Judy on Twitter, and now she's going to come on, and we're going to talk about Crest versus Natural Grocer. We had a long experience.
We did. We had a very long, but not trying.
No, it wasn't. I felt great the entire time.
Yeah, both of these stores get a solid enjoyment factor.
Yes.
But that's also, like, a you thing. You have to bring your own vibes to both of these places.
Yeah.
They gave back different kinds of vibes, and I'd like to get into that at some point.
Yes.
One store, I gave more than I got. Another store, I got more than I wanted.
That is very
so
true. That is very true.
Gauge, like, how your mood.
Yeah, and they're so different. I'm like, I probably, like, fucked up on the brackets. Because I'm like, how am I supposed to compare the two? But yeah. I guess we're going to have
Twitter
to do
poll,
it.
Twitter poll, did I fuck up on the brackets a little bit?
Yeah, everybody's going to be like, yes.
100%. 75 votes, like 100%.
Never forget the Brahms, 100% versus Green Acres. I was, like, a little bit sad because my mom used to take me to Green Acres, and she would buy, like, carob and, like health food stuff. And so I, like, have a little – and it's by the Honey Ham store, too. Like,
yeah, we were – you know, actually, Natural Grocers was by the Honey Baked Ham store, too.
In the Village?
The street. Guess what? Mallory thinks that the Natural Grocer is at, like, 67th and May.
It's 63rd. It's, like, pretty close to 63rd.
68th in May. She thinks it's in the Village. I looked up a map of the Village. The Village doesn't start until, like, 96.
No!
It's way far north. I went to thevillageok.org. And the official
she didn't say that in the car. She was like, I'm pulling up the PDF, and then she like...
Yeah, I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to break your heart, but that is not the Village. That's in Oklahoma City. Here, okay, the Village is the lake to Hefner to...
So what is that then?
Waverly down to Westchester.
But so is the Uptown... Uptown...
No, like, honestly, where is the... Is it on the southwest corner here?
Uptown that's Grocery. City.
Yeah, where is it? There's May and Britain.
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, it's right here.
But oh, it can't be like, in the center. It's not.
Where does May and Britain cross?
Right there. The red line and the orange
line.
It's
on this side.
Yeah, we'll get this on the
site.
Wait, okay, point to it now.
Right there.
Okay, that's in the Village.
Oh!
That's official Village.
Okay. It's on the other side. So, all right, well, I messed up. I thought all of those houses, though...
We're near the Village, obviously.
Village, okay.
Should we talk about our sponsor, Tiny Toast? General Tiny Toast cereal?
Yeah, let's get into the Tiny Toast first. We are doing a live taste test of Tiny Toast. And she tasted it. What do you think? So, Judy was like, Tiny Toast is all over the internet. I don't know who's talking. I don't know who's talking about it. What?
Maybe you could see. Is anybody talking let's, about
okay,
it?
Okay, I'm going to search Twitter. Tiny Toast. Oh my god.
Yeah, look at that guy. Tiny Toast shirt, fam.
This guy's wearing a Tiny Toast.
Then he says, let's go cereal.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Laughing my ass off.
Give it up for cereal tonight.
Give it up for Adnan. Because he got that new trial. Did you see that?
No.
He got a new trial.
Great. Is it? Well, that sounds fun.
Oh, this is not what I expected it to taste like. First of all, it
doesn't taste like toast.
Tiny Toast, the crazy coupon lady says Tiny Toast is only $1.54 at Target.
Wow, that sounds great. Oh. Hot mic, sorry.
Coming in
Here's
hot.
Here's one of my problems with Tiny Toast.
Oh.
It isn't even a, like, toast flavor. Is it supposed to be jam? Tweet at us if you know the origin of Tiny Toast.
Okay, so I feel like by just looking at these tweets, because I had never heard of Tiny Toast before today... Mm-hmm. Just looking at them, they have, like, a social media campaign for, like...
They're going hard.
They're going hard on their social media campaign. Because, like, this girl is a Vine star.
Oh, is she?
The
it's
Gabby
on the
show.
Daddy show? Gross.
Yeah. She's a Vine star. Yeah. All these people that are promoting it have the
internet's
blue check
favorite
mark.
Cereal.
Is it magical tasting though?
No, it tastes like it's nothing special.
Oh my gosh, this person did use some Tiny Toast to make the tiniest peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That is cute.
I'm gonna RT this right real quick, and like no one is gonna know why I did it, but you all will know.
Stay
later.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, but everybody that's promoting it has like a blue check mark. Oh, it's the first new cereal in 15 years.
What? Oh, General Mills. Well, I think this is a failure.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, it's tiny. I thought it was gonna be bigger, but so that's
on
me.
Be like an inch by an inch, right?
Is it?
I thought it would be. It's like a centimeter by a centimeter.
Yeah.
It's like I thought it'd be bigger.
It's like the size of my thumbnail.
Anyway, yeah, this is the internet's favorite cereal right now.
Apparently, somebody tweeted this. Like, please just leave the planet if you tweet something like this. Apparently, there's a cereal called Tiny Toast, and it actually looks like Tiny Toast.
She's trying to get that retweet by at Tiny Toast. Does Tiny Toast have their own account?
Let's look.
At Tiny Toast.
At Tiny Toast, we look in. Nope.
You can only go so far, like, into Twitter, and then you're like, yikes, don't click on these. Okay.
Okay, so the verdict of Tiny Toast is, now I'm on the Tiny Toast, like, search. Because I said a live
great
test. See, this is why I can't tweet anymore.
When will they give us the edit? Okay.
Yeah, when?
So obviously Tiny Toast was bought at Crest.
Not at Natural
Are you ready for my big reveal on when is the best time to go to Crest?
I think I know what it's going to be, but I don't.
I want to go to Crest right before they say there's going to be a blizzard. When you go out and you're like, money means nothing, calories mean nothing.
Yes.
I'm going to be eating for a solid 12 hours.
Yeah.
You're like, let's get Tiny Toast.
Yeah.
Let's get an oven pizza.
Yeah.
Let's get
toaster strudel.
4 or 5 kinds of LaCroix.
Yeah.
Let's get a bucket to put rum in and make margaritas with.
Yes.
Like anything, any flight of fancy can be met at Crest.
Right.
That's not great for America all the time. Some people live a solid flight of fancy.
Right. And if you ever look at people's grocery carts, it's like Tiny Toast, like, to the top.
Yeah.
You know?
I saw a person with 4 12-packs of Coca-Cola cans, and it was like a lady. It was like a mom. It's probably a grandmother. And they were just in there, like, willy-nilly.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. It, guys, timestamp. This was the first day of the month, and it was Friday. So people are
and it was the beginning of a holiday weekend.
Yes, fresh paychecks.
Yeah.
Cookouts.
Yeah.
It was busy. We went at 5:30.
Yeah, and there was a ton of people there.
It was very busy.
By the time we left, there wasn't as many, but there was still a lot of people. But we walk in. I guess, should we just, get into, Crest
first?
Do we
have the rubric?
The rubric is right here. So we have price points, era of signage, so how old is the store, produce, product selection, which I think we've covered.
A plus plus
on Crest, level of Zen, which by the timestamp.
It's not going to lift your mood.
No, it's not.
Crest is going to multiply how you're feeling. So we were feeling fun and fancy free. We had a great time. Nothing could stop our shine.
Right.
I imagine if it were I had 2 kids, a dinner had to be ready.
Yeah.
I hadn't had a beer. Zero.
It's done.
Nothing was making me more cheerful at all, period. So we were in a good mood. Prices were good. Maybe prices would cheer you up in there.
Wait, selection. We didn't even talk about before we went to Crest, though.
We went to Shivers.
So we were kind of on a sugar high. I have never been to Shivers, but you could probably tell them a little bit more.
I think everybody knows Shivers as OKC's premier snow cone stand. 2 locations open year round, 4 in the summer, best ice, good prices, lots of flavors.
Yeah. And the sign, there's a sign coming in off of May Avenue that's like, no snow cone traffic.
No snow cone traffic, please. That snow cone stand is the anchor of that strip mall. It's by pole position. Shout out to Shimmer. Shout out to Tree and Leaf.
Yeah.
They're holding it down.
But we just went right in there. We didn't care about the snow cone traffic. I had a Polar Punch and margarita, and you had a
This is, yeah, this is a special. They should call it Judy.
The Judy special?
It's a...
Like, we're still eating the Tiny Coke?
It's like chocolate, cherry, and cream. It's like a cream cherry Coke or something.
Yeah.
It's good.
It looks good. And mm-hmm. it was like a legit snow cone stand.
And I had coupons.
So it was great.
Crazy coupon lady.
So when we go into Crest, we have these snow cones and we're just like feeling great.
Yeah, we like dyed tongues.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a little too much fun. We got a lot of good deals because we investigated the Nick's picks.
Yeah.
And we asked an employee who Nick was. He's the owner of Crest. She didn't find us funny or charming.
Which really we totally confused. Are.
Thank you.
Yeah. We were like, who's Nick?
Hi, who's Nick? Can we meet him?
Yeah.
But we did pick up a number of Nick's picks. We got
water.
Neither.
Watermelon?
No, we got watermelon. Was that a Nick pick?
I don't think so.
The Talenti 2 for $6, that was a Nick pick.
Yes. That Talenti prices were pro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good.
Crest would be good if you are a little picky. You're like, some brands, I like an organic. Some brand, I like a whole food. Mm-hmm. Some brand, I like a fancy.
Mm-hmm.
If Crest carries those,
you
are going to find good deals on them.
Yes, yes.
If they don't carry your brand, they're not going to start carrying it.
Right.
They're not accommodating.
Yeah.
But they can meet your needs if you're flexible.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's great for a cookout.
They have a lot of selections of LaCroix.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, they had a lot of different flavors.
Not
and
a great price, though.
Yeah, I was surprised at the price. And, like, I've said this before, but when they had LaCroix at Aldi, I was like...
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and my friend, the other day, I was hanging out with her friend, and she was like, I didn't realize, like, when you said they had LaCroix at Aldi, like, what that meant. Until I started going to Aldi. And I was like, I know.
It'd be great if they built up a LaCroix display in the shape of something. Because at Crest,
yes.
there was a soda display. I mean, it was 20 feet by 30 feet.
Yeah.
In the shape of a bald eagle.
And
for the holiday, I assume, but I don't know.
It's out there year-round. It was the Crest on 23rd and Meridian,
mm-hmm.
which apparently that's not the best one, but that's the one that I go to.
Where do they say is the best?
The one on the south side.
Oh, where's that? Because
it's like Crest Market. Let's look it up.
To all my south side Crest that
okay, Crest. It's called Crest Market, though.
Mm.
South. Okay, see. It is.
Do you think we were at Crest for over an hour?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. We went down pretty much every single aisle. So, okay, so I was talking to one of my other friends, because I'm from Choctaw. So she was like, do you think that the fact that we grew up with Crest gives you, like, more of
an affinity
for it? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I think this is it. It's on South May. Yeah. So look at these pictures of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, because, like, that's where we went, you know? So, I didn't love it when I was growing up.
Oh, that's nice. That
yeah.
looks like it's in a Dallas suburb.
Yeah.
This is way south side.
It's really, yeah, it's really nice. So, it's definitely not the 23rd of
Yeah,
Meridian
we didn't have that cheese selection.
No.
We didn't have any succulents.
There were no cacti.
It was really just groceries.
It was just groceries. It was no frills. And... Like, who posted that picture?
It was me.
Okay. Of their shopping cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really, really nice. So, I think I've been there once or twice. Not very often. Because why would I go to the south side? But
they do. This is not a preview of the Sprouts, but one thing I don't anticipate ever happening at Crest is running out of something.
Right.
They have a lot of everything.
Yeah.
And that's heartbreaking. It's so awful to go to a grocery store and not have them, they not have what you need.
Yes.
I think Crest can give you the, we probably have it guarantee.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah. So, we were talked about earlier about Sprouts, but we're going to do the Sprouts episode tomorrow, but, yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
They're out of stuff.
they're always out of shit.
We should also mention that we picked up paper towels.
We bought paper towels.
And that's not something you can do... in a financially sound way
at natural grocers,
not at Whole Foods, not at Sprouts, not at Brahms, not at Native Roots. So many places are not going to be a one stop, and that is a very important consideration
for
everybody.
Yeah,
time is of the essence.
It's true, and it's like earlier today, I went to Brahms Fresh Market because I was going to get some avocados, because sometimes they have avocados, sometimes they don't, and then I walked in, they didn't have avocados, so I was like,
what,
well.
What a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Did you get some ice cream?
No, I had ice cream. I have a ton of ice cream already. So I was like, I didn't get anything. I walked out.
I don't really have a lot of comments on era of signage. I do want to say they have a lot of free promo products from manufacturers all over the place. They have like a blow-up Chester Cheetah. They have a blow-up banana. They have a blow-up Bush can.
The Modelo pinatas. All over.
Lots of things by Bush.
Yes.
They have that swimsuit model in Frozen Foods. I don't even know what she was advertising.
It was Sports Illustrated 50-year anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see the magazine there. It was just a babe. It was really faded. It reminded me of the beautiful Coors Light ad in the Red Rooster, like that 80s babe. Have you seen her? It's a Coors
Red
Light
Rooster?
Ad. Yeah, you never know the Red Rooster?
Where is it?
30th and Walker.
Yes, I have been there. Yes.
Beer bar.
Yeah.
And they have like an 80s Coors Light ad, and it's 20 feet, but it's really faded in the same way. It's just a faded swimsuit babe.
It looked like a bar, like they're putting all the promotional material.
Yeah, it looked
out.
Like one of those bars that has every beer neon.
Yes.
Ever received.
Yes, absolutely.
So a lot of that. Really good labels in frozen food.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my little test.
That is good signage, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to start talking about the frozen food. The labels in the frozen food are good, but I was going to say in the frozen food, this is like my little test. I get the Lean Cuisine Vermont white cheddar all the time. I usually have like 3 of them in my freezer, and I checked it. Target and at Uptown Grocery, and then the best price was Crest. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a Nick's pick, was it? It was $2.50 a meal.
Do you think they list the Nick's picks in the circular?
I'm sure, right? I don't have a circular.
Can you Google Nick of Crest Market?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll just get an eye on Nick here. Oh, Crest Bios. Yeah, this is going to be great. Here's Nick. Oh, my gosh. He's an old man. He's a really old man. Cool.
He was born in 1921.
Wow.
In Wichita Falls, Texas. And he moved here in 1929. His father opened the first grocery store
at
29th and Agnew. And his dad taught him to stack it high and
sell it cheap.
He went to Capitol Hill High School.
Shout out Capitol Hill.
Yes. He was in the Navy Air Corps. He's a veteran.
Okay, it does say following the end of World War I, and that's impossible. He's not that old.
Yeah.
He was in World War II. Send that in. Yeah,
we'll email them.
Married his beloved wife, Cherry.
Who would remain his partner in every sense of the word for more than 60 years.
Pretty personal.
Now, his son is the president.
Bruce.
Bruce is a little bit of a silver fox.
I think so. Yeah.
You think? I don't know. He's looking nice.
I don't know. Anyway, that's the Crest leadership team. Okay, so now we know who to talk to. Well, I'm glad they still honor Nick.
Those are the 3. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think Nick.
Yeah, I think
Harris Jr.
He's got to be still alive, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they would say 1921, 2016 or something. I hope it'd be on the bags.
Bruce and then Kevin. But I don't know how Kevin knows everybody. Neat. Yeah, so Nick's picks, the employee wasn't.
How many Crest locations are there?
I think there's 8 is what he said. 8.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's 2 in Midwest City.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Local boys made good.
Yeah, they did. They did. And it's like Fresh Market, right?
What's next? Parking was very bad there.
Yeah, parking was really bad at Crest on 23rd and Meridian. And I think it was because it was First Friday.
What's this say? Price points. Yeah, good.
Good price
Air
points.
Air signage, eh.
Yeah.
Produce, fine. Strawberries were okay.
Yeah. We were looking at the strawberry lighting because you see it under the light and then you take it out of the light and it's like,
There was that poorly packed watermelon that juiced you.
The what?
That watermelon that juiced you.
Yeah.
That was not good produce department work.
So the pre-slice sliced watermelon that we all know and love. It was pretty cheap.
It's leaky.
We bought some, but I picked it up and it threw juice at me, like pretty aggressively.
Uh-huh.
And
a lot of it.
And Judy
like a half
said,
cup of juice.
Judy said, this would never happen at Whole Foods. It wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't, but like also I'm gonna pay $8 for this.
Yeah.
At Whole Foods.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah. That's true.
In produce packaging. We bought lots of stuff.
We did.
I spent $30.
I spent $21. I got paper towels.
Yeah.
Chips, $2 only. Santino's.
Those are really good.
Yeah, it's like $1.70, whatever. What else did I get? Oh, ginger ale and watermelon. I think that's it.
I got paper towels and watermelon also.
Mm-hmm.
I got those toaster pastries.
Mm.
I got a tiny.
Oh,
toast.
I got three Lean Cuisines too. I got
Got the tiny toast. I got two Talenti's.
Right. The Talenti's were a good deal.
I got
deal.
Those sour cream ruffles. I really was doing blizzard conditions.
Yes.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
A cookie cake.
A mini cookie cake. And a cupcake.
Slider. So that's the new category we came up with. It's called,
yes.
How is the grab and go food?
Grab and go.
So at Crest, I grabbed and went with a cupcake.
Did I? Oh, I left the natural grocers store. Car. Oh, that cottage cheese.
Oh, no. You had
okay,
to get
pause, 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 pause. All right, after some technical difficulties, basically us forgetting that we left a ton of, like,
expensive groceries. Whoops.
Expensive groceries that should have been refrigerated in the back of my car. We
it's
got
cooler.
It all in.
It was kind
of
cooler today, right?
It was. And we had it in the bag. So, but we can get into that.
Yeah, no spoilers no on the bag situation.
No spoilers.
So, I got a snack at every place.
Yes.
Multiple snacks.
Yeah.
I got some grab and goes. I got a cupcake slider at Crest, because previously one time at Crest there was a cookie cake decorated to look like a slice of pizza.
Yes.
Today I had a cupcake fashioned to look like a small hamburger.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it had a little brownie in it as the patty.
Yes.
And then colored frosting.
The bakery owner made sure to let you know that there was brownie in it, too.
Do you think she was the bakery owner?
Excuse me. The bakery worker.
Wow.
Well, what she could have been. I don't know. I don't know her life.
Yeah, Candace Haraz.
Is that her name?
No, but that was like the Haraz was the last name of the people. She was a bakery employee, but she really did hook it up.
Yeah.
That thing ruled.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Crest
for the grab and go. I didn't get anything at Crest to just eat there. But,
they had another cake that was...
What are you doing?
It was surrounded by Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah, it was like a Kit Kat cake.
Enveloped in Kit Kats.
It was like... All right, so we're going to make this cake. We don't want to frost the sides.
No.
We just want to put Kit Kats all around
it. It looked really good.
It did look good, and it was like $14.
Yeah, like we were saying, like a Whole Foods cake, you're like, a cake, $35.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
Like a portion, like a generous, I'm crying, I deserve some cake size portion of single serve, is still like $8.
Yeah, and you could get Cheesecake Factory post-mated to your house. For around that price, you know? So it's like, why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
Crest but the cookies were good there, because you mentioned something about Whole Foods cookie selection that I thought was interesting, that it just was sucked.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
If you are getting cookies at Whole Foods, like I do every time I go.
So we visited those two stores. First we started with Super Target. So there's like a couple categories that I wanted to like go over, and I wrote it in my notebook, but I accidentally left my notebook at home. So
let's go over it together.
So let's just do it. Okay. So Super Target price points.
Okay. Super Target.
Super Target has a lot.
Full disclosure, Super Target is my second favorite place besides the mall. It is my happy place.
And when we walked in, Ryan was like, I actually don't go grocery shopping a lot.
I don't.
Why did I invite you on to this?
I buy so much stuff from Target, but none of it is groceries.
He was like, wait, we can't go over to the right side of this?
You were in the shitty part of Target, which is like the grocery section. There's three-fourths of a store. You're like, nah, it doesn't matter.
We're very, very friendly. Mm-hmm. We have a friend, Carrie.
Shout out to Carrie.
Yes, Carrie. Mm-hmm. Carrie loves Sprouts.
Yes.
More than anybody.
Last weekend at the pool, she was like, we were telling her about the gauntlet. She was like, Sprouts is going to win.
Yeah. Like, she was like, I don't go to any other grocery store. I just go to Sprouts. So I hope she makes it. Oh, she did make it to 122nd and 5th. I saw it on her Snapchat.
Yeah.
Some employees can be overly friendly is the point we're trying to make. But
at Natural Grocers, they were like too much. Yeah. Like they were in our grill. Yeah. But
Sprouts, I feel like, has that, you know, and that's how I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm working, I want to talk to people, make sure they're having a good time.
Yeah.
One man's, his cardboard boxes fell off. I tried to help him.
Yes, I noticed that.
He didn't say thank you, but he seemed grateful. But overall, being in that area, in that building and the atmosphere, I could work there. I could spend 8 hours there.
Also, they put the coffee and the tea next to each other.
Yeah,
they don't have that at the other one. I'm like, they thought about this before they did it.
Yeah.
All in all, everything was good about Sprouts.
Yeah.
The prices.
That was a nice way to kick off Saturday.
Yeah, it was good. The prices were fine. I mean, but you're going to be paying more for convenience, which is.
If you don't live in that part of Oklahoma City, I think it's a way to make your grocery shopping experience an adventure.
Yeah.
If you're not in a rush like me trying to get in and out, you know, but there's something to driving on Hefner Parkway, mm-hmm. getting off at 122nd.
It's
taking
nice.
A left.
In?
Passing that gorgeous library. Yes.
Yeah.
Driving through HD85, one of the prettiest parts.
Mm-hmm.
And just enjoying a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Calmly walking through the grocery store.
So we also went to Brahms. We did like a quick in and out of Brahms. And I kind of got a little bit emotional because I was like, this is my home Brahms. And I was like, Brahms has been there for me. I go... if not twice a week, once a week at least, either to get some groceries or to get food or to get ice cream or whatever. So I really have a strong emotional connection to Brahms Fresh Market, and I just want to like go off on it because I love it so much. You get everything you want. Everything, almost everything is Brahms branded, so it comes from the Brahms farm. That's where I buy all my meat because it's local. I mean, as local as you can get for like that. I get my eggs, my milk. I get cottage cheese there. I get cheese there. It's really every single thing that you need. Produce, not great. That's what's not good about it. Like yesterday, I was trying to get avocados and they didn't have them. Sometimes they have them. Sometimes they don't have them. It's just a journey and an adventure. And like if they have them, then good for you.
Yeah.
They also don't have soda water or like seltzer or sparkling water, which I need to mix my alcoholic drinks with. So it's like, if I'm trying to get crunk, I'm going to go over to the Circle K and get the Pellegrino. What? It's not Pellegrino, but I can't remember what the name of it's called. It's like an off-brand, whatever.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to do it. But it's convenient because there's so many Brahms, and then you just go and you get whatever you want out of the thing.
Mallory has helped me appreciate Brahms.
I love Brahms.
Fresh Market?
Fresh Market,
yeah. So I remember once Mallory invited me over for dinner. I can't remember what we were doing before. We were like out and about, and she was like, you know, I can make some pasta, chicken.
That was the night before I ran a half marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What were we doing?
We were just out running errands. I don't know. Maybe getting your packet and everything.
Oh, yeah. We went and picked up my packet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I just finish door knocking?
Nah.
Probably. Yeah. Because in
April. It was a Friday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a Friday because it was the Grow Girl Marathon.
That's
it was on Saturday.
Yeah, so.
Because Easter was that weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, busy day, running around. She was like, we'll just have some pasta, chicken, some broccoli. And she was like, but I don't have anything. It's like, all right, we went to Brahms Fresh Market, and she got everything there.
Yes.
The chicken breast, the pasta, the sauce, the broccoli.
Like a banana for the next
day.
Like
it was
bread.
Delicious.
Yeah.
just right down the street. I mean, she lives around the corner from the Brahms.
It's pretty dangerous. We walked to that Brahms one time and we were like a little bit, a little scared, but it was fine.
Interesting. Brahms has also been a lifesaver for me while I'm out and about knocking doors, specifically in the heat. It's my bathroom stop for my neighborhoods on May Avenue.
Okay.
And then anytime I need a cup of crushed, that crushed ice is so good.
So good. People are like all up in Sonic Ice, but you're like,
but the Brahms ice is same. Just as good.
Yeah.
So I have paid $2.50 for a cup of ice. Mm. I have paid nothing for a cup of ice. And then sometimes it's like 98 cents. So it kind of depends who's working the cash register, which I'm fine with paying the $2.50 if that's what I need to pay. Uh-huh. They were really kind to me one day. I brought my water bottle in and I said, I just need ice. And they could see me. And I had, you know, I come in regularly wearing my campaign shirt and everything. So they know that I'm this desperate little politician that's melting out in the heat. But that's where I go. And anytime, I mean, I know we're not talking about fast food, but for Brahms, if I ever want just, I need a little, I have a craving for meat and you just need a little hamburger.
The junior burgers are great. I am like
a
number.
They're cheap and they're just.
I will get a number one with a chocolate shake and french fries like twice a week.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Those crinkle cut fries.
No, I know.
Fantastic.
They're so good. But it's not comparable to Sprouts.
No,
like I think we've already decided.
We did talk about feeling real. I did feel relaxed because it was small.
Yeah.
And there's one woman working.
And she works
putting
there
the
all
bread
the time.
Out.
She's
and,
so nice.
Are you girls doing okay this morning? I mean, you know, something about the kindness of, you know, I think that's what I like about, that is absolutely why I avoid Walmart and Target and those places for grocery shopping, because I like the feeling of, you know, if they have, especially if they have advice on food I can buy.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I sort of have my staple items and I don't veer off from that list. So I like having conversation and feeling like somebody there, you know?
Yeah.
They recognize you and that's nice.
Yeah.
Walmart, no one recognizes
you.
No,
yeah.
I know what? I'm not talking about Homeland, but I get that feeling at Homeland too. The
you
one
do.
On May Avenue, that one's also in my district. And
that one
such
is
sweet
so,
people.
Like, such up priced.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, crazy to me. Anyway, Homeland's not in it, but yeah, that's nice that you get that feeling.
Yeah,
there, though. That's good.
That's what I like about grocery shopping, chatting, talking.
Chatting with the other people. See, that's like, I'm like focused on like the food, and then Cindy's like, oh, yeah, like talking to everyone. So I think that we've decided on Sprouts.
Yeah, oh, Sprouts for sure.
The new one is so amazing.
Go to it.
The old one is not my fave. But, like, it balances it out because the new one is so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have time, go.
If you have time, go to the new Sprouts. So, Sprouts, so that's it. So, our final four. Oh, I haven't. Do you want to hear it? I'm, like, the only one that knows the final four right now.
I feel special.
Okay. So, the final four is Super Target.
Off of Memorial.
Yeah, I think there's one on Portland, too. I'm going to have to research that.
Okay.
Super Target. What's the next one? Oh, Uptown Grocery.
I do enjoy Uptown. I have voted in all of these, by the way.
Crest and Sprouts.
Wow.
So, you guys will have to tune in next Tuesday. I think I've like decided just today, like because I've done this in like a marathon type. Like recording 4 days in a row. I'm gonna release them on Tuesdays and Fridays, and so you'll have to tune in next Tuesday to hear Super Target versus Uptown Grocery, and then Crest versus Sprouts is gonna be heated.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough around pricing.
Damn. Okay,
I want to recruit Fee Wynn to this podcast.
I know.
I hope she listens to this, Fee.
She's
you know
been...
everything about food and grocery stores and what goes on in this city. You need to come on this podcast.
She does. She does.
I'm recruiting her right now.
Okay.
Fee Wynn, Representative Cindy Munson. I use that title.
Is
to
calling
recruit you
out.
Do this.
She can come on the Crest versus Sprouts with Erica. We'll get it. We'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll contact
we'll
her. I'm going to contact her, actually.
She's a foodie.
Yeah, she is. She knows a lot.
She makes great dips.
Look in the mirror, come back and tell me. And so I'd come back and say, okay, yeah, I cheated. And even, even,
your mom sounds like she knows.
This is actually hilarious. About a month ago, I went to San Francisco and we had Uber eated some food to our house and they accidentally gave me a non-gluten-free pizza. Oh. But I was so hungry and the pizza in San Francisco is so expensive that I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna eat it.
Yeah.
And so I did and I ended up getting a big, you know, migraine afterward. Mm-hmm. But I came home a few days later and I saw my mom and she goes, you've had gluten. And she noticed. Dang. She knew. And I just thought it was so funny. So
that's amazing.
Moms always know.
They do always know. So you work as a pediatric dietitian and you also have your own practice that you do private consulting and stuff like that. Tell me a little bit about working as a pediatric dietitian, because I think that's interesting. We were just talking about, you know, like being a kid, and wanting to eat cheese pizza. How do kids relate to food in comparison to adults?
You know, it's really interesting being a pediatric dietitian. I worked in adults before this and always knew pediatrics was something that I was really passionate about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of the counseling is with their parents because kids can't go out and get their own food. Mm-hmm. You know, they're eating what their parents give them. Yeah. And if they're giving them chicken nuggets and french fries and, you know, cheeseburgers every single night, well, that's what the kid's palate is going to adapt to.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I do have to counsel parents into healthy eating because they just don't understand the, you know, what healthy eating is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also different with kids on the autism spectrum because they can get stuck on foods. It's called food jagging. And so some kids will eat only chicken nuggets and french fries for every single meal. Mm-hmm. And then they burn out on it and then they don't have a protein food and their parents are nervous that they're going to have to, you know, they're going to become malnourished. Mm-hmm. And which, I mean, they can develop nutrient deficiencies, which is really scary. And so it's really interesting counseling parents mostly because a lot of times I can't work individually with a client that does have autism spectrum, especially if it's their kid, first of all, and if, you know, they're severe on the spectrum and can't be involved in the conversation too. So a lot of my job is counseling their parents.
So do you suggest, since you eat a plant-based diet, do you suggest a plant-based diet or are you kind of like, well, they might need meat or they might have a preference to meat or they should eat it? Or how do you navigate that, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It's really important to take their current diet into consideration. Mm-hmm. So if a kid is only eating five foods and one of them is chicken nuggets, I am not going to take that kid off chicken nuggets because that's their only source of protein. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to weigh it. And so if I have a kid that will eat anything, well, yeah, let's try and change that diet up. And a lot of times kids on the spectrum don't eat a lot of fiber. Mm-hmm. They have something called oral aversion. And so textures can be really difficult for them.
Or,
eating is one of the things that includes all of your senses. Mm-hmm. And so if you have heightened sensory sensitivity, well, I mean, if you can hear the crunch of a food, it has a weird texture, it has a weird temperature, it smells weird, you know, which veggies sometimes fall into those categories.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids on the spectrum don't eat a lot of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and, you know, their parents get used to it, don't offer them veggies anymore. It kind of turns into this cycle. And so while a plant-based diet isn't always probable and it's not... you know, you just have to really weigh it. But plant-based diet can be very, very beneficial in kids with autism to help get that fiber in their diet, which helps with their gut, which we see kids with autism have 8 times more likelihood to have gut problems than kids without. So if you can introduce some fiber in there, some probiotics, I mean, you're going to really help that kid's gut and their behavior. It relates back, the gut-brain connection.
Really?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
I do have a friend that's very into probiotics. She takes probiotics. Mm-hmm. Do you take probiotics? I might cut this out, but do you take probiotics?
I do take probiotics.
Or do you just eat it through like fermented foods or whatever?
Right, both.
Okay.
So I don't take a probiotic every single day. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I forget. Okay. But I'll talk about this later, but I just said this really interesting thing called the American Gut Project.
Uh-huh.
But so when you're eating fiber, you actually, so you have good bacteria and bad bacteria in your intestines. And so good bacteria feeds off of fiber, plant-based foods. You know, its favorite food is fiber. Bad bacteria, its favorite food is sugar, processed food, you know, processed meats or
Oreos.
Meats at all. Yeah. Oreos. Yeah, fall into that category. Oreos are actually vegan.
I think I knew that.
Which is so funny. But for some reason, I hate Oreos. I have my whole life.
Okay.
And I cannot... Yeah, but you're once again, like, it's like, is that, you know, a plant-based diet? Yeah. It's a vegan diet, but yeah. It doesn't fall under the plant-based diet.
Plant-based, yeah.
And so anyway, fiber, when you're eating a very high fiber diet, mm-hmm. it really increases the amount of good bacteria that you have in mm-hmm. your gut. And so since I'm on a plant-based diet, you know, that those good bacteria come naturally. Mm-hmm. But I still do add a probiotic in. And I love kombucha. I love
kombucha, you know, so much.
What else? You know, kimchi or anything that's fermented is really great.
Yeah.
So I try to eat as many fermented foods as I can.
Yeah. One thing that one thing that's fermented that might not be good is putting it in a smoothie, correct?
I'm trying to transition to smoothie corner here. She's like, what are you talking about?
Some people will empty out probiotics in their smoothies.
No, okay, they're great.
But one last thing on probiotics. If you're going to take one before bed.
Okay.
So stomach acid, whenever you start to get ready to eat, stomach acid can start increasing, which makes it very, very acidic and can actually kill some of that bacteria.
Okay.
So if you take a probiotic right before you go to bed, you don't have that stomach acid. Mm-hmm. You don't have your stomach that's, you know, or your intestines that are pushing along food and your gut has time to rest and those bacteria can colonize. So if somebody's wanting to get the full benefits of a probiotic, take it right before bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good to know. Okay. So smoothie corner.
Yes.
Tell me I want your best tips. Do you put a banana in it? I've heard like people don't like to put bananas in it because it's too much sugar.
Right.
What is cold? What is room temperature? What is, you put ice in it? Tell me everything.
Okay. So where to start? So I love bananas in my smoothies.
Okay.
I understand that there is natural sugars that come in bananas, but I do not limit natural sugar.
Okay.
So I limit refined processed sugar, any sort of sugar that comes in my food that's added.
Okay.
But in terms of fruit, that's fair game.
Okay.
I don't count that as sugar. And a lot of people will say the same that are on the plant-based diet.
Okay.
One thing that is good about that too is you're getting fiber too, which fiber balances the amount of sugar that you eat. So your blood sugar isn't going to spike as high as if you just ate the same amount of sugar in a banana by itself.
Right.
But you have that fiber to balance it and a lot of other nutrients that balance it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at sugar as a number, but not the same thing. So fruit is fair game.
Throw that frozen banana in there. But it makes it creamy.
It does make it creamy. Yeah. I usually only had half of them because they can be, you know, calorie dense. Okay. don't throw in like seven, but it will be delicious. But,
Oh my gosh. Have you seen Fully Raw Christina? Do you know who that is?
Wait, I think on my Explore page, maybe.
She's a YouTuber, and me and my friends, like, well, these people I used to work with, I mean, they're my friends, but we would watch her and she's so ridiculous with like her food. Like she just eats fruits and vegetables or something. I think it's just fruits and vegetables. And she'll be like, this morning I had 16 peaches.
Yeah. It's crazy. You really, because... Which she did, you know, she did because the amount of calories that come from fruits and veggies is so much lower than what we're used to that you really, I'm not going to eat 16 peaches, but I love peaches. So maybe I should, but,
she was making this like pumpkin pie, nice cream or whatever. She's like, I'm putting 20 bananas in here.
That's just like, crazy.
That's insane.
Yep. So people do that. Yeah. People are fruitarians or, you know, vegetarians. Well, vegans that only, you know, raw vegans.
Raw vegans, which she is. So,
Smoothies. Sorry.
How do you build your smoothie? What smoothie are you liking right now?
So, I just throw anything in there. So I start with half a banana and it's frozen. I freeze all my bananas. I peel them first and then I break them into halves. Mm-hmm. So I have little halves ready to go that are frozen. And so I drop one of those in there. I always make sure to include some leafy greens.
Okay.
So I throw in and I put my spinach. You can actually just put the whole like plastic bin that you buy at the grocery store of spinach.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Or a bag of spinach.
But I know like a bag of spinach. Yeah.
You can just stick it in the freezer
Oh, okay.
And I like doing that better than doing fresh spinach. One, because leafy greens go bad so quickly. Mm-hmm. And if you're, you know, don't end up using all of them. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm about to, they are about to go bad, I'll stick them in the freezer.
Okay.
And so I put those frozen, you know, kale or spinach mm-hmm. in there. And then I love berries.
Okay.
I love pineapple, mm-hmm. mango. All of these are frozen. Mm-hmm. So I do, I don't like using ice. Okay. A lot of people do, but I don't like, I like it when it's totally really creamy thick.
Yeah.
and thick. I don't like it when I like chew and it's crunchy. Mm-hmm. That's just personal preference. But okay. a lot of people want to use room temperature and then throw an ice in there just because they like it that way. But
yeah.
I don't use ice at all. So frozen banana, frozen leafy greens, frozen fruit. And then I usually stick in, if I'm using it as a meal, mm-hmm. I'll put in some plant-based protein powder. Okay. And that can be from pea protein. It can be from soy protein. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are a bunch of other proteins that you can use. And then I add in milk and mm-hmm. I just put enough to hit the very top of the smoothie okay. and then I blend. So
okay.
I do put recipes to smoothies on my blog for people that do need the exact ingredients. But for me, I just like throwing it in and you never know what you're going to get.
But what if it comes out and it's like brown?
And that's going to happen. A lot of times when you put in berries and leafy greens, yeah. it's going to be brown.
Yeah.
But sometimes those are the ones that taste the best.
Yeah.
So to me, color is not a deal. If I'm taking pictures for Instagram, mm-hmm. and yeah, then color, I'm going to think about that before.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Yes. But, you know, it's just getting that right amount. So mm-hmm. I usually put a handful of leafy greens, mm-hmm. half a frozen banana, and then maybe like a cup or cup and a half, maybe even 2 cups mm-hmm. of other fruit.
Okay.
And then fill it with almond milk. And it usually comes out really great. Now, I have made my share of like, that's what was that like smoothie? But I don't even remember what I put in it. And I didn't have a good blender at the time. It didn't blend up all the kale.
Yeah.
So I use a Vitamix now.
Okay.
And my mom got it for me for Christmas mm-hmm. last year, which was the best gift
you were
ever.
You were probably running down the
street. Vitamix and Blendtec. Yeah. This is the best. Blendtec are also really good. I've just never used one, but I know that they're great.
I have a Ninja that's like nice. It's not like Vitamix or Blendtec, but it is like a decent blender.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm sure I could make smoothies correctly, but I'm just intimidated because I've made so many bad ones that yeah. I'm like, I need to work on this.
It was shocking to me how much better the Vitamix made it because it grinds up everything so mm-hmm. small
yeah.
and just blends it so well that yeah. I feel like my smoothies tasted better after I switched to a Vitamix.
Everybody, so, this podcast is sponsored by Vitamix.
Please send me a blender.
So, and then after I put in the milk, I add in some superfoods. So
okay.
I add in chia. Okay. So that's a great way to get plant-based omega-3s. Mm-hmm. You can also add in flax, but if you add in flax, you need to grind it first because our bodies actually can't break down flax seed.
So like in coating. A coffee grinder, maybe?
That's exactly what I use.
Oh, okay.
It's a coffee grinder. And you can store that in your fridge for mm-hmm. up to a year in okay. a little mason jar, so it doesn't really go bad for a long time. Hopefully you'll use it by then.
Yeah.
So, and then I add in some other things. Like I had some pomegranate powder that was really good. Mm-hmm. Maca is great. Uh-huh. It's a root from, you know, South America. And
okay.
it's really great. And it's kind of vanilla-y. Cacao
okay.
powder is great. So yeah. I use cacao. It's less processed than cocoa.
Okay.
And that's makes a great smoothie. I'll do bananas and I'll add, you know, maybe a banana and a half
mm-hmm.
plus some kale or spinach and then a bunch of cacao powder
mm-hmm.
and it tastes like a chocolate banana smoothie. You can't yeah. even taste the kale. And that's the best way. You yeah. can hide leafy greens and make it taste like dessert.
Yeah.
And
these are on your website. So your website's yeah. BrittonHoward.com.
Right. And Britton spelled funny. So it's BrittonHoward, Howard, HOWARD.com. And there's a little link that you can click on blog and recipes and mm-hmm. then there's another link for city guides so
okay.
and I'm building up that right now like I said
awesome.
That's new but on Instagram I'm Local Roots Dietitian
okay
and so that's my blog alias
yeah
and under when you click on blog on my website it'll pull through BrittonHoward.com mm-hmm. Local Roots blog
yeah
and so on Instagram that's where I'm the most active
yeah
and it's really easy too sometimes I won't post a full recipe I'll just post it on Instagram mm-hmm. you know with some bullets.
Tell me a little bit about your Instagram because your Instagram is gorgeous.
Thank
and you,
you
also shot the cover of Edible OKC
one time
with all the pretty toasts.
Yes.
Right?
So
tell me a little bit about your interest in like the food styling and food photography because that's something that I'm interested in right now.
Yes. So I got a camera. This has all been, you know, somewhat recent. Okay. So I got a camera 2 years ago for Christmas, and a Canon.
Okay.
And my mom knew that I was interested in, you know, photography. And mm-hmm. I always really have been, but not shooting manually. I mean, I just had it on auto all mm-hmm. the time. And so I decided that I wanted to start taking, you know, good photos. Mm-hmm. And one time on a road trip to Florida for a family vacation, it was 9 or 10 hours in the car. I started reading up on how to shoot manually.
Yeah.
And so I was self-taught how awesome. To shoot a camera. And so when I was at the beach, I started learning. My cousin was a photographer and kind of helped mm-hmm. me through some of the questions that I had.
Yeah.
You know, how to balance aperture, or I just, you know, some other beginning questions. Mm-hmm. And so after that, then I just started to, you know, mess around. I bought a good lens and mm-hmm. started shooting and taking my own photos of food. There's a blogger that I love. Her name's Minimalist Baker.
Oh, yes.
And
I love
she's
her.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And I want to be here. I mean, she's just amazing. And so she actually has a food photography class.
Oh, okay.
And it's $100 and it's, you get it, you know,
it's like
forever.
A digital class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she just posts videos of her doing food photography. Mm. I mean, it was just great. And so I took that class and that really helped me. And then just practice.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, besides being taught by mm-hmm. her and then a few tips from my cousin, a lot of it was just self-taught.
Okay.
And on a white poster board
yeah.
is my background. You know, that's what's in edible is mm-hmm. a white poster board mm-hmm. is the background of that. And I just contacted Edible once and we had been talking on Instagram mm-hmm. and messaging back and forth and commenting on each other's things mm-hmm. and said, hey, I'd love to write for you guys. And mm-hmm. he said, great. We have a deadline next week. Do you want to write for us? I was like, of course I do.
And, so you're like, yeah.
And so, and what's funny, you know, I had a week or however mm-hmm. long to make it to the next issue. Uh-huh. And that ended up being the one that I shot the cover of.
It was just
so funny. And I never thought that it was going to be the cover. I just submitted my toast to them.
Uh-huh.
And she emailed me back a few weeks later and said, you're never going to believe this, but your so photo awesome. Is the cover.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
So, and I've been writing for them ever since.
Okay.
And they're great people. It's really fun to be able to advocate for plant-based nutrition to the Oklahoma City area by using a magazine too. That's something I'd never done before.
Yeah.
So,
that's really cool. Yeah. I love Edible OKC. It's gorgeous. It's beautifully done. It's awesome. I was going to say something. I used to do, because I like to blog, I like to develop recipes. I used to develop recipes for this website called Country Outfitter. Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
Kind of like Langston's, but I used to do like country music songs, and then like I would make a recipe that like
wow. I didn't even know that market existed. That's so neat.
I did it for 2 years, I think, and then I just ran out of time. I didn't do it, but so that's what that reminded me of. But if you guys want to, it's One Country now. I think all my recipes are still up there.
I'll go check that out.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, so we're gonna wrap up. But I want to ask you your favorite restaurant in Oklahoma City. That's what I ask everybody at the end. And then we'll plug all your stuff and then we'll get out of here. So do you have a favorite restaurant? I know you said earlier you were like, it's hard.
I just can't choose. No, that's just really hard.
You like Loaded Bowl.
I love Loaded Bowl. Mm-hmm. I've known their owners for a little bit now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anyone is interested in trying a plant-based diet, the Loaded Bowl would be a great place
to start.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes them so great. It makes it so approachable.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just love Wheez. I can eat smoothie bowls all day, but that's not technically a restaurant. I mean, you can eat full meals there, and that's mm-hmm. what it's intended to be. But, you know, I would have to say Loaded Bowl, Nourished is awesome, Wheez. Mm-hmm. Those would probably be my top three.
Cool. I've only been to Wheez one time. I didn't get a smoothie. I got like one of the bowls or whatever. It's really good.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, another one to try. It's in Nichols Hills, actually. But mm-hmm. it's called Provision Kitchen.
Okay.
Have you heard of
them? Yes, I have.
And so they harvest all the mm-hmm. produce from their own farm that's in Oklahoma City, a little bit outside, I believe. And so all of their food is seasonal. All of it's organic. And it's just so delicious. So they have a hot bar, a cold mm-hmm. bar, and then takeaways.
Okay.
So you can just hop in there, grab something to go, and it's still healthy and just as quick as
if you
a fast
need,
food
like, a
restaurant.
Quick dinner, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I haven't been there. I'll have to try it out.
Definitely try it out.
Well, thank you for coming on, Britton. Yes. And do you want to plug all your stuff? You have your Instagram.
Yeah, so Instagram for my blog is Local Roots Dietitian. Mm-hmm. And dietitian is spelled with a T, D-I-E-T-I-T-I-A-N. A lot mm-hmm. of people spell it with a C.
Okay.
But so I have Local Roots Dietitian. It's also on Facebook, but I'm the most active on Instagram. Okay. My website is just brittonhoward.com. And then for my autism private practice, mm-hmm. that's just Autism Dietitian. Okay. Nobody had that name already. And so
wow.
it's really nice. So autismdietitian.com. And then I'm also on Instagram for them or for myself.
Okay.
Autism Dietitian. And,
cool.
And I think that's about it. I mean, it's a lot
yeah.
to handle, especially being self-employed. But mm-hmm. there are both things that I care about so deeply
yeah.
that it makes it.
That's awesome.
Really enjoyable.
I can definitely like feel you're like so passionate about it. It's great. So everybody go visit her website, follow her on Instagram. And I think we're going to get out of here. So thanks for coming on and we'll see you next time. Bye.